These are the Barah Ministry announcements for March 24th, 2019. Happy birthday to Laura Coker, a member of our non-resident congregation, and we hope to see you and see you come over to Barah Ministry soon. We miss you guys. Prayers, please continue for our accountant, Cheryl. She had surgery this week. The surgery was successful. She's in a lot of pain. And so just keep her in your prayers. That she'll get the pathology results this week. And we're hoping for the best. But the doctor was really pleased. Here's doctor speak. I was really pleased with the procedure. Yeah, I don't even know what that means, but it's usually pretty good. All right, so mark your calendars. The next elders meeting, April 6th from 10 to 11:30. We'll be talking about that book that we had for first quarter, so make sure you finish up in the next week. Mark your calendars. The next Lord's Supper celebration, April 14th, which also happens to be John Miller's birthday, which is the day after another guy's birthday that you absolutely love. Your pastor, Rory Clark. Yeah, that would be moi. Big gifts, please, this year. No small stuff. Big gifts. Expensive gifts. Our fellowship brunch on Resurrection Sunday will be from 10:30 to 12 right after the service. So please make time in your schedule to do that. And we talked about this last week, that the fellowship that we have in this small, intimate church is very important. It's important to me, I know. So please make sure that you come to some of these things. And the food is usually pretty good. Denise can cook. Amen? Amen. All right, mark your calendar. Everybody say amen. I swear I wouldn't be coming here if we didn't have that breakfast. Yeah, great. I worked my butt off to give a great message, and it's all about the food. That's not right. All right, mark your calendars. The non-resident congregation homecoming is April 26th to 28th, and you know that John Farley and his son Jack are going to be joining us. Jack, who's going to be going to West Point Military Academy, so we'll get a chance to give him a big hug of congratulations for that. We're going to visit the vets the same day at 2 p.m., so for the non-resident congregation members, we hope you'll stick around and go visit the vets with us. They always love that we come over there, and it's great to make a vet feel important and feel good. And we have some every time we go over there, we have a nice little trinket for them. And this time, they're gonna get Barah Ministries hats, and I think they will love those. Pastor Appreciation Day is October 13th. 2019. There will be no Congregation Member Appreciation Day this year. Sorry about that. Yeah, Rick said that last week. Okay. So a question I have for you is, what is your Barah Ministry? Barah Ministries is a place where you can start your own ministry. So what is your ministry? My ministry is using my gift of pastor teacher to teach you the Word of God. You know, there's an evangelism ministry where you could be talking to people about the gospel message. There are gifts of helps, gifts of administration. Your ministry is how you use your spiritual gift. And you should always be thinking about that. And one of the things I want you to know is that every ministry starts from, I don't know how to do it. This ministry started from, I don't know how to do it. So I sat my kids at a dining room table and started teaching them the Word of God face to face. And then all of a sudden other people heard about it and they say, well, can we come? Yeah, I guess so. And then the next thing you know, there's about 15 or 20 people in my house every Sunday. And that's how it has grown. So I didn't know how to do it. And everything that we do in life comes from, I don't know how to do it. And if you have a fixed mindset and you believe that every skill that you have ever had was born in and you either have it or you don't, you need to change that mindset. And one of the things that would be really cool for somebody to take on is at ball games, at football games and baseball games and basketball games, they have this thing called the 50-50 raffle. Are you guys familiar with that? Now, I know you are, because you may not be familiar with the fact that somebody is the recipient of half of that money that's a nonprofit organization, but I know you're familiar with the fact that you gave up $10 and were staring at numbers hoping that you were going to win the pot, right? Well, it'd be really interesting to find out how it would be that Barah Ministries could be the recipient of the 50 that goes to a charity. And the Diamondbacks have 81 games this year, so I know they could squeeze us in for one of those. And, you know, this ministry could walk away with $5,000. That's enough to do June's next CD. So somebody could take that on. Now, if you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to do it, but it's probably a few phone calls. And if you aren't throwing into your head, oh, my God, I don't want to be rejected. Oh, but what if, blah, 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 and all that stuff that we do when we don't know how to do stuff. It'd be really interesting to see. Also, we got another contribution from an organization called the Network for Good. And they have a flyer that says if you want to apply for another grant, and I think it's up to $10,000, you can do that. If anybody would be interested in pursuing that, I have the little flyer, and you can take it from there. So that's how ministries get started, from I don't know. So what is your Barah ministry? Isn't it about time you found out? God's going to review that with you one day, too. He's going to ask what your ministry was, what you do with the spiritual gift I gave you. And you need to be prepared to say something. Don't embarrass your pastor at the judgment seat of Christ. He didn't teach me about that, man. It's not going to fly. Amen? All right. And there's an app for that. Barah Ministries has an app. But what are some of the things you can do with the app? You can donate to Barah Ministries through PayPal via the app right on your phone. You can watch Barah Ministries live video broadcast. We're going out live right now over the app. And you can listen to past lessons and announcements on the app. So those are three things that you can do with the app. Thanks, Larry, for making that list of things. We'll tell you more things you can do with the app as we go along. You can download it at the Apple Store, the Google Play Store, the Microsoft Store. You can friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. And you can have the Word of God at your disposal all the time. We're working with our grant writers, so this is a period of time where our first quarter work is finished. And we're going to be starting the process of sending out unsolicited grant requests in second quarter. So just so you know, the progress has been really good in moving toward getting the $3 million we need to build the facility. And prayer power, right after this service, Deacon Denny will take you through the prayer service. It's a chance to ask God to bring his supernatural power to our intercessions for others and our petitions for ourselves. Even the petitions that come in through the Barah Ministries prayer request group. All right. Well, those are the announcements for March 24th, 2019.